Now, Munich doesn't come to mind when you think of surfing. The German city is more than 500 miles away from the closest surfable beach. But people are surfing there. Though they're not riding an ocean wave, they're riding the river. Munich just held its annual surf festival, and reporter Tom Dreisbach went to check it out.
Munich's surf festival has a decidedly German flavor. Wooden boards carved in the Black Forest, beer-inspired T-shirts, and reimagined lederhosen.
Yeah, look like a leather short, but it's a board short, so you can go swimming with it or to the Wiesn by the Oktoberfest.
It's only the second year of the festival, and the businesses here are riding a growing wave of surf culture.
I'm standing on the banks of the Eisbach River in Munich's English Garden. This is the middle of the city. It's maybe a 10-minute walk from the subway, but it's also home to a growing community of urban surfers. There's a wave of green water, maybe 3 feet high, and it's constantly cresting. And so about a dozen surfers in wetsuits are taking turns riding and doing tricks for an audience of locals and tourists. There's a bridge right above the wave where you can probably get the best view of the surfing, and that's where a lot of tourists are crowded.
I'm so jealous. I can't. Like, the waves here are better than they are back home, you know, 300 days a year.
Eddie Rosenberg is one of those tourists on the bridge. He's a student at Florida State University.
I just asked the guys, I really want to go down there and surf, but no one's really too cool with letting me use a board.
Yeah. You're trying to surf right now, you mean?
I'm wearing my bathing suit right now. I want to go in so bad.
Down below, Philip Köstring is just getting out of the river and taking off his wetsuit.
Yeah, es ist natürlich nicht so schön wie am Meer.
Of course, it's not as nice as the ocean, he tells me. It's more like a surfing simulator.
Aber es hat auch seinen Charme, ja?
But it has its own charm, he says. Because the waves in the middle of the city, he can leave work and start surfing a few minutes later. Concrete blocks beneath the surface of the river create the wave, but local surfers have modified and improved the flow by installing wooden planks. People have been surfing here for close to 40 years, but it was only last year that the city officially legalized river surfing. Now it's estimated that around 500 local surfers frequent the Eisbach. But for outsiders, it remains an oddity. How does a culture of surfing thrive so far from the beach? Sebastian Steutner is a professional surfer from Nuremberg. Last year, he won Billabong's Big Wave Award for his ride on a 66-foot wave in Maui. I asked him why surfing on the relatively tiny Eisbach wave has taken such hold here.
Because surfing is a lifestyle. Anywhere you go in the world, there's surfing stores with surf shorts, T-shirts, and the lifestyle is very big, but the actual act of surfing was impossible, and those stationary waves or river waves make it possible, and I think that's the big attraction about it, and it's great for surfing.
When he was 16, Steutner moved to Hawaii to learn surfing, but the next generation might not need to make such a drastic move. His hometown of Nuremberg plans to build its own river wave next year. For The World, I'm Tom Dreisbach, Munich.